Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Christy Kidgerina. It's Wednesday, April 24. In Squiz Kids Today, the Prime Minister's Anzac Trek, Bluey's big day in London, Milo makes it home, and our first Aussie astronaut. That's what's making news, kid style.
The Lowdown.
You probably know that tomorrow is Anzac Day, a time when we remember and honour the bravery of those who fought to protect their homes, families, and values. This year in the lead-up to Anzac Day, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has been visiting Papua New Guinea, PNG, our neighbour to the north. He's there to remember the Kokoda campaign, one of the hardest trials Australia faced during World War II. During the Second World War, Japanese forces tried to take over PNG by capturing the city of Port Moresby, which was under Australian control at the time. The Kokoda campaign involved fierce fighting in hot, dense jungles and mountainous terrain. Australian and Papuan soldiers worked together to stop the Japanese invasion. Many soldiers lost their lives and many more were injured. But the spirit of courage, endurance, mateship and sacrifice helped them regain control. Many Australians now hike the Kokoda Track. It's a challenging 96-kilometre trail through mountains and jungles to pay tribute to the heroes of this campaign. And yesterday, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and the Prime Minister of PNG, James Marape, set out to walk a 15-kilometre section of the track. They camped overnight and will finish their journey today at Isarava, a site of an intense battle during the campaign. Tomorrow morning, as the sun rises, both Prime Ministers will attend a dawn service at the memorial in Isarava. They will reflect on the history shared by our two countries and the strong bond that continues today. On the subject of Anzac Day, if you're going to a dawn service tomorrow morning and want to learn more about the history and significance of the day and how the celebrations have changed over the years, a special Squiz Kids shortcut will be dropping in this channel that you can listen to on your way home, available from 6 a.m.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in the heart of the City of London, just down the road from famous spots like Trafalgar Square and St Paul's Cathedral, at a place called Australia House. Australia House is like a hub for Aussies living and travelling in the UK, who might need a little help or just want to connect with home. But this week, Australia House has had another special visitor, a very special young healer from Brisbane, none other than Bluey. With a full marching band playing, Bluey waved to all her fans outside the building, which was for one day only renamed Bluey House. There's a link to a video of this exciting occasion in the episode notes. So, why all the fuss? Well, Bluey was there to receive a special recognition award for her amazing impact, not just in the UK, but all around the world. This honour recognises that Bluey is an ambassador for Australia, helping to bring her country closer to people from all around the world. And although there had been rumours that Bluey might be coming to an end, the surprise new episode aired on Sunday, called Surprise, takes a peek into the future, giving viewers hope that there'll be many years of Bluey to come. No spoilers, you'll have to watch to find out.
Animal Kingdom.
From one pooch's international adventures to another, Milo, the Jack Russell Terrier cross, was reunited with his owners last week after a big adventure in Melbourne. So Milo's owners had taken him on holiday with them, and he was in the care of a pet handler at Melbourne's airport heading home when he managed to give them the slip. Milo has been described as extremely fast. He spent a whole 17 days exploring the city's suburbs. While back home in the UK, his family were really missing and worrying about him. They asked for help on social media to find their runaway rover. And after many sightings, a kind animal rescue charity set up a special trap to safely lure Milo in. And on Friday last week, Milo's family were finally reunited with one very excited pup at London's Heathrow Airport. I've stuck a link to video of the heartwarming tail wagging moment in the episode notes. Milo's family is so relieved to have him back that they've decided Milo's next holiday will be a staycation at home.
Spaced out.
Imagine your mum announced she was going to be an astronaut. Well, that's exactly what happened with two Aussie kids and their mum, 38-year-old Catherine Bennell-Pegg. Yesterday, Catherine became the first ever astronaut to wear the Australian flag on her shoulder. Out of an astounding 23,000 applicants to the European Space Agency's training program, Catherine was one of only six who graduated and won their astronaut wings. While a few Aussies have been astronauts before, they've represented other countries. Catherine is our first true blue Aussie astronaut. And if you're wondering how she stood out from the crowd of applicants, it's not just her skills as an aeronautical engineer. Catherine shines as both a leader and a team player, qualities she honed through things like playing team sports and volunteering with the State Emergency Service and Surf Lifesaving. While Catherine is not on the crew list for any missions just yet, she says she would love to go to the moon. But in the meantime, she jokes that her certificate is going straight to the pool room.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What is the name of the track that Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is hiking in Papua New Guinea? Great work if you remembered that it's the Kokoda track. Question number two. What is the name of the Jack Russell who was lost in Melbourne for 17 whole days? Yeah, that's right. His name is Milo. Question number three. How many people applied to the European Space Agency hoping to become astronauts? Nice work. If you remembered, it's a whopping 23,000.
Shout outs.
It's April 24, Denim Day. So get your jeans or your jacket on, or both together if you can pull off the double denim look. It's also a special day for the following Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and tomorrow. Ella and Layla from Mount Gravatt, Luca from Annandale, Alana from Cannon Hill, Logan from Unanderra, Maggie and Georgia from Duncraig, Boston from Aldinga Beach, Charlotte from Churchill, Drew and Zach from Albany Creek, Liam from Ringwood North, Hayley from Point Cook, and Ivy from Yass. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Hugo from Forest Lake, Savannah from Victoria, and Abby, who's travelling around Tasmania. And classroom shoutouts today go to schools in Queensland, Victoria, and WA, who are back at school. Class K6RP with Mrs. Perek, Mrs. Reardon, and Mrs. Jeffries at Carringbar Public School. Class 120 with Mrs. O'Toole at St. Bernard's State School in Tambourine Mountain. Class 34T with Miss Tate at Bass Valley Primary School. Class 3G and Mr. Gadiski from Kruger State School in Ipswich. Classes 4M and 5A with Miss McFan and Mr. Ayres at the Southport School. And lastly, but definitely not leastly, Year 4 with Mrs. Toomey at St. Augustine's Primary School in Rivervale. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with a shortcut to Anzac Day, and then on Friday with your Kids versus Adults weekly news squiz. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.